than 9256. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Wednesday, the 28th of March, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, if you'd like to see our little faces, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go to my Facebook, please go to Bradley Dean, that's double E. Bradley Dean on my Facebook, or you can follow me on my Twitter, which is Bradley Dean 1. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. And folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, this show is you. It's about America. It's about who we are. We don't know where we came from. How do we know where we're going? Let 53 countries hear you weigh in as to what's on your heart and mind. That number is 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why?
Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And someone else's head.
And someone
else's
head. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. And I got to give you a real quick shout out here. This up and coming election is not about the survival of Obama. It's about the survival of America, and forget it not. America is not Obama, and Obama is not America. He's an abomination to America, is what he is.
And he's terrified of your individual right to carry arms. And folks, if you haven't seen the WND ad, we have that out today. It's on WorldNet Data. It's on the front of the commentary section. It's also on GCN, GenesisCommunication.com. You can check that out. It's already got quite a few views on it. And folks, this really breaks it down, and it gives an understanding, too. When I first got into, and Bradley, you've reiterated this, reiterated this before. When he first got into the Christian realm and he started getting patriotic, reading your Constitution, he didn't realize that guns have so much to do with liberty, because it's a way of protecting. It's a means of protecting your liberty. And so it's wise to have guns. It's wise to be able to protect and defend your family. Even though you probably never will ever have to use them, the fact that you have them says a lot to criminals.
It does. And it's really stupid to wear a button that says probably disarmed.
I don't have one.
Now, folks, what we do is, with these articles on a weekly basis, we do videos with them. We had a couple of videos that, well, I think the last one that we put out there, actually the week before last, has about 160,000 worth, 159 right now. Folks, people are checking out as to what's going on out there. And these, aside of that, these articles that we're putting out there, we put them to video too. I'm a visual learner, and I love to learn that way.
Yep.
And I love putting these pieces together. The guy that does all these videos, his name is James Gillette. He's done some stuff with Steven Spielberg. And he does all of our video editing, and he's the best of the best.
Yep. And you'll like that. I mean,
hands down.
Even today's, it was very, just again, the realm. And some people that aren't there, or you've got friends that are tipping on the, you know, why are you so into the Second Amendment? What's the big deal? Send them this video, because it walks them through step by step and lets them make the decision. And it's very plain to see why we have a Second Amendment.
We got some Sean Hannity people that actually emailed us yesterday and said, very powerful video.
Yep.
And that was a great compliment. I appreciate that. But I also want you to understand, when you're watching this video, which, by the way, is on my Facebook as well, Bradley Dean, on my Facebook, I just posted it. But when you watch the video, just keep in mind, this was the information that I got. I never owned a gun in my life. After I got this information, I went out and bought me a gun. You want to know why?
Very wise.
Because I can. That's why. And everybody in this country is wide awake as to what's going on with this Eric Holder an abomination administration as to trying to disarm you through Hillary Clinton.
That's right.
And with that, maybe you'll understand then why gun sales are skyrocketing, because people in this country are not stupid. So we're talking to the right people here, Jay.
That's right.
But again, folks, if you'd like to check that out, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Push a like, too, if you would, please.
Yep, right on the Facebook, upper right-hand corner of the website.
I think it's a great video.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to watch it after I got that email yesterday, and I just said, you know what, it is a great one.
Right.
No, it really is. You know, we got all these people in this country saying, you know what, we need to take your guns. Well, then why do you have them?
Right.
Why can you have them and us peasants can't? No. You forgot your role. So you better start to slow your roll.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary. Eric Holder. Abomination, United Nations, who they're working for,
yep,
trying to establish a new world order, which they are, like it or not. But it's interesting how they keep the peace by using arms.
That's right, their force.
Force. That's exactly what it is.
Their genes. And it's proper. It's the law of nature that you can repel force by force. I mean, if a criminal breaks in your house, you don't just say, oh, please don't do that. It's against the law.
Jesus said that.
You use force.
Yeah.
So that's how you preserve life. The Bible says, thou shalt not kill. What is the positive? Preserve life. Protect life. So you as an individual have that right and that liberty. Now, governments before in the past, this is just a small little tidbit, governments before in the past took that right from you because the government was to become God and tell you what rights you have and what rights you don't have. We don't have that here. So, folks, if the other side, for instance, i.e. the Eric Holders of the world and the Alina Kagans and the Barack Obamas and all these other folks, want to further their agenda by force, they're using it. So why doesn't it make sense for those of us that are innocent,
those of us that
love the Constitution?
Perfect sense.
It makes perfect sense to Frederick Bastier as well
when he said each one of us has a natural right from God to defend his person, his liberty, and his property.
There we go.
Amen.
Natural rights.
That's where we're at. Real quick side note, Abomination Care. Everybody knows what's going on with that right now. I just want to lay on you people real quick that, first of all, I want you to understand that this is not for the Supreme Court to decide that if it's right or if it's wrong when it's already unconstitutional. If the Supreme Court is the final arbiter to decide differences of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers, and the Supreme Court is our ruler.
Yeah.
And, folks, you better get out of that mindset. They are not the final say-so. They are the court to rule as to what the law says and decide what the law says according to what the law says, not to set a new precedent. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We're going to come right back. And what I'm going to talk about today is Trevon Martin, and I'm going to parallel it with Rodney.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747 or go online sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I have the pleasure of serving with the Band of Brothers, the Men of Easy Company. I think each of us that served in combat now appreciate what was accomplished, and I hope that this current generation will pick up the ball. I would urge each of you to become associated with this group. They're very dedicated folks that do not take their eye off the ball.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
He was hunted down like a rabbit. He was targeted. This is racism at the finest. We've got to find that white Hispanic. We got to get up on him.
He's a pale Hispanic.
He white. You know, attack, attack, attack. We all want you to forget about the little 8-month-old baby, just a couple weeks back, you know, Indiana, that was shot and killed by a black man, and it was a black child. 37 shots was fired into that house and killed that 8-month-old baby. But that was black on black. That don't work for us. We got to find some white brother that shot a black brother.
Even though he ain't white.
No, he ain't white. But
that's okay. He's white enough.
About that, we'll just report everything and then we'll tell you the facts after we set out a jihad on that Hispanic brother.
He white enough.
No, what we doing, we doing
practically
legal.
White.
We the victim.
He practically white anyhow.
We is the victims of this crime, this hate crime.
Well, let me tell you something, mama. All crime is motivated by hate. All crime is motivated by hate. What is there, like, special crimes for special people?
Uh-huh, and then special
rights.
Well,
we're so special when a crime's committed against us, we have special rights.
And special preachers come talk about it?
Yeah, and Eric Holder, he'll get behind us.
Well,
he black.
He
understand our pain. Yeah, he sure do. And what we'll do is we'll get all these civil rights leaders in here, and they'll go ahead and shoot their big mouths off before they know what they're saying, and then they'll eat crow after the facts are released to the people to figure out it was Brother Trevon that was doing the assault on the Hispanic brother. But that's not what the media did. Oh, no. Divide and conquer. Folks, this is dangerous reporting at its finest. Dangerous reporting, folks.
The media must be held accountable for what they promulgate, for what they contrive.
Knowingly.
No question about it.
Yep.
Folks, if you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating those that are being oppressed and loving those that are doing the oppressing.
Mm-hmm. How many times?
On the night of February 26, 2012, with a single punch, Trayvon Martin, the black kid, decked the neighborhood watch volunteer who eventually shot and killed the unarmed 17-year-old. Oh, by the way the media portrayed it is they put Trayvon's 12-year-old Smiley Elementary School picture up so everybody would sympathize with them, and then they took this Hispanic and they showed you his mugshot rather than the fact that he was an easy-go-lucky kind of a guy that was simply being assaulted. I'll tell you what, if I was the individual that was under attack because of the media in this particular case, I would glean and vet every network that promoted and proclaimed the story to be the opposite of what it was, and I would take every single one of them down. I would spend my life on it. Until the last breath left my body, I would go after every single one of them. This is simply dangerous reporting, folks. When Trayvon climbed on top of, George Zimmerman and slammed his head into the sidewalk several times, leaving him bloody and battered, authorities have revealed to the Orlando Sentinel that is the account of Zimmerman gave police, and much of it has been corroborated by witnesses, authorities say. Eyewitnesses. Zimmerman has not spoken publicly about what happened, but the night of the incident and later meetings, he described and reenacted for police what he says happened. Police looked into the case of Trayvon Martin and decided not to file charges because of a number of circumstances. There the case sits until politicians and others discover it and apparently decide to start using it for their own benefit.
And
let's send Trayvon Martin's mother to Eric Holder's DOJ, and let's try to push through hate crimes again for the leftist, radical, socialist, communistic, totalitarian agenda. And let's just keep telling the people what didn't happen, and we'll just keep bending the story the way that we wanted it to come across as the way that it did happen. There the case sits until politicians and others discovered, apparently decide to, and using it for their own benefit, making the incident a racial matter when Zimmerman, folks, is Hispanic. Wow, they even conveniently changed his skin color, yes. Folks.
And added a little weight.
President Obama laments the death, saying if he had had a son, he would have looked like the victim, and his campaign suddenly starts promoting hoodies.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, one in the Senate just yesterday was reprimanded by Senate because what one of them had the audacity to do was to wear a hoodie inside and get up and try to promulgate their illegal agenda. Get the hoodie off. You got your facts wrong, Mr. Senator. The Council on American Islamic Relations states that an apparent homicide of a San Diego woman who is Muslim is like the death of Martin. See, I don't think people have figured this much out yet.
Hmm.
Have you noticed that the homosexuals are being used as a political battering ram? Well, the Islam, the Muslims, are right behind them trying to implement Sharia law. Has anybody paid attention to that? Martin's mother seeks to trademark rights to slogans based on her son's name.
Cashing in, huh?
Here, let's jump on this again. The new Black Panthers, the one that's impervious to the Department of Justice, amid great fanfare, announces a $10,000 reward for the capture of the neighborhood watch volunteer, reportedly a registered Democrat. Ooh, they're eating crow again, folks. They just can't get it right. Records show Martin had been suspended from school several times, most recently after being found with an empty marijuana baggie. Reverend Jesse Peterson, a black individual, founder and president of Bond Action, a culture action group that exists to educate, motivate, and rally Americans to greater involvement in the moral and political issues that threaten our great country, he said, "This president is once again reinforcing the lie that law enforcement and most whites are racist." Considering his history with Reverend Jeremiah Wright Jr. and racist Professor Derek Bell, it's no surprise that Obama sees everything through the prism of race. America needs a president who will unite us based on truth rather than dividing with lies. Well, Mr. Obama Nation, I'm just kind of curious to know, what about that little baby that was shot by a black man a couple weeks prior to Trayvon? 8 months old, shot with an AK-47. What about him? Didn't he look like you? Or didn't he fit the mold to divide and conquer?
How many black children are killed in the womb daily, Mr. Obama? Ones that you would have taxpayers pay for.
That's exactly right.
Mr. Eric Holder, you prosecuted a woman down in Florida, I believe, because she was outside trying to give sidewalk counseling to women, black women.
And the court shut that down.
And the court put a stop to it. But amen. I wonder where the agenda is. I mean, who are we caring about here? And also, too, it's not just any politicians. It's certain politicians that it fits for them. And this is their Santa Claus bag. This thing happened weeks ago. But now it's being picked up and twisted around. And, boy, it's just got to be embarrassing. The more that the truth comes out.
Almost 1 month.
Almost a month ago. And the more the truth and the facts come out. This Hispanic guy, first of all, he's Hispanic. Number two, he's a Democrat. All of these things just got to be irritating to those that live on lies and won't stand on any truth.
They can't stand it. The truth is their obstacle.
Get that out of here. Get the papers to cover that up.
It sucks for them. They just look at their little minions. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head to do their biddings for them.
Yep.
Who cares about the consequence? You want to know why they do it, folks? Because they know that the American people will not hold their feet to the fire.
Mm-hmm.
They know that you'll just pass by it and say, that's okay. But, folks, let me tell you this. When it happens to you, it will be a different situation. Rest assured. Can you imagine Zimmerman right now? What he's, by the way, he's out in hiding.
Yeah. He's got to.
The police have not filed charges, yet you have Al Sharpton, and you have Jesse Jackson out there saying, we want an arrest. We want an arrest. What do you want to arrest him for?
Because
Trayvon's dead. You got the wrong guy.
He's racist. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's got to be.
Something.
Folks, when we come back, we're going to take these calls, and I'm going to get back to Rodney King, because I'm going to tell you some things, folks, that you didn't know about Rodney King. But I'll tell you what, I guarantee you within your heart, you have misconceptions. I'll expose them for you in just a couple minutes. Be right back.
The Crossing by Grand Stay Inn and Suites in Pipestone, Minnesota is more than just a hotel. Our cozy hotel offers delightful leisure, family and business lodging with a variety of hotel rooms and amenities. From our Pipestone Hotel's convenient location by the downtown historic district, you can enjoy a walk down the National Monument walking trail to the beautiful Winnewissa Falls or a walk on the Casey Jones Trail. Whether you're here on business or leisure, you're sure to enjoy your stay and our complimentary gourmet express breakfast served with Seattle's best coffee.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com. In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, I got to take some phone calls here, and then I'm going to expound on Rodney King. Remember that situation back in the 90s?
Yep.
And
young pup.
It was divide and conquer there, too, folks. I'm going to give you some stats and some incidents that took place that night that you are not aware of. So just hang on with me. We got Dave in Iowa. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave. How are you? Good. How are you, man?
Good. I've actually been doing some studying on, like, our founding fathers and stuff like that. I thought it was quite interesting to find out that some of the people that held key offices and just the founding of our country were black people. And they don't really tell you that because they obviously don't want you to know that kind of stuff. And I thought it was cool.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, if everybody knows the picture of George Washington crossing the Delaware on the boat, there's a black man at the very front. I don't recall his name. But there was a lot of preachers that were black preachers. They were reverends. They were free blacks. And they were Negroes that actually supported the cause for the resistance, the war of resistance, for our Constitution. 1776, they supported that war. There was a lot of folks, but you're right. They're not historically spoken of because that doesn't work for the political agenda.
Yeah, it's interesting also, too, Dave, if you look behind the Democratic Party, you'll also find that they are the ones responsible for contriving the KKK.
Yeah. KKK was actually an arm of the Democratic Party in the South.
Yeah, so they're, it's kind of like the chalk.
Inconvenient things!
That truth gets in the way. And thank you for your call, Dave. We got Julie in Kansas. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Yes, I have a question for you guys. Hello?
Yep, we're here.
Hello? Okay. Yeah, sorry. Okay, anyway, if the supposed people in America, or the Christians and the conservatives, so to speak, don't believe in the media, why aren't they doing like their part about, you know, exposing them for what they are?
It's a sad day in America, but you're exactly right. You have, I mean, just look at the number. Let's just parallel numbers here. We got 545, right? House of Reps, the Senate, those that work in government, you got about 545 people, and you have 303 million citizens. You have less than probably 2% of this country, less than 3% of this country, that are trying to socialize America. And you have the hundreds of millions complaining about what they tolerate, yeah, the leaving in the lump. And it doesn't make any sense to me, but that's why we're on the radio, because we want to make a difference. It does no good to curse the darkness. Just light a candle and lead the way. That's what we're doing. So thank you for your call, Julie. We got another call. I cannot see that. Thank you. We got Eric. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We got Bradley and Jake.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. As referring to the incident with a teenager in Florida, I mean, it is so sickening for the last 3 days seeing it being pumped up. Then you have a 13-year-old boy. I didn't even hear about it. About being killed by setting on fire by his white boy by a group of blacks.
Yep.
And it's like, my gosh, it's just ridiculous.
It doesn't, but you got to understand something, Eric. That doesn't work for their agenda. And if it doesn't work for their agenda, what they do is they do a media blackout. Mm-hmm. As long as it doesn't matter or it doesn't help them along, what they do is they just ignore it. And that's what they try to do, is they ignore situations like that, because what happens is then they're called out under the carpet for their lie.
And that shows,
and they want to stay away from the truth as much as that they can.
And that shows you that the media is no longer media when they have an agenda.
It's not even journalism.
Media is reporting and digging up facts. It's supposed to help the little guy at times, but it supports the truth, and it digs up facts that you won't normally get, and it brings it to the public so that the public can see it and dissect. As a matter of fact, Thomas Jefferson thought very highly of the media. He said, if I was to have a choice between the media and government, I would choose media, but I would have that every citizen could read. Because what he said, and he had faith and confidence in the people, mm-hmm, that if the media becomes corrupt, then the people will no longer support that media, and they'll go to the right media that isn't corrupt.
And that's what is happening, by
the
way.
Exactly,
and they're
happening.
Going bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happening is they're being bailed out.
Yep.
Now, the question is, some of you people out there that are listening to us on a daily basis, you might want to find out who's bailing these people out.
Mm-hmm.
Because if that was the case, if they were bankrupt, who bailed them out and why?
Which brings it back to the solution of the Sons of Liberty again. They are not impervious to the hand of God. They can set themselves up in their little pinnacles of, like the eagle's nest. Hitler thought, I'm going to have my lookout, and I'm going to set it up on the hill. I'm going to overlook everything. I'm high, I'm mighty, I'm everything. No, you're not. It took time. God's judgment was going through that country, no doubt about it, in our world.
And God
actually
was raising up the 101st Airborne to wipe that boy out, weren't
they?
I got the goosies.
That's the message of the Sons of Liberty. You embrace God, that's what you're promised. You don't embrace God, you're fighting tyrant on your own, and good luck.
And just keep in mind, you got the rough road in front of you. It's not the easy one, but I'll tell you what, our forefathers would have told us the same thing. It's not the easy road, it's the hard road. And Jesus said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way.
That's right.
Difficult.
And if you will live God, you will suffer persecution, because this is what's coming at you. But no, again, with Christ, you're the majority. And that's why we keep standing, continuing to stand. And that's why media, again, they'll fall. They're already falling right now. That's why institutions like Planned Parenthood and a number of other institutions that are doing exactly what the media is accusing this man down in Florida of doing.
Yeah, that's right.
Racial killings.
It's
where are abortion clinics? They're in the hood.
Remember what the communist radicals said? They said in Agenda 21, they said we'll have them believing that white is black and black is white. Now, pull up that quote again, because that one was great. I'm going to take you in a minute here, Blue. But listen to this. Dredson James said, when a well-packaged web of lies has been sold gradually to the masses over generations, the truth will seem utterly preposterous, and its speaker a raving lunatic. That's great. That's great. You know, it's just like the Orwellian said, Georgie. He said, to tell the truth in the time of deception.
Deception.
Yeah, deception is a revolutionary act. Hey, folks, let the revolution begin.
Yeah.
But let it be established in righteousness through God's judgment. It's not going to work any other way.
Mm-hmm.
Again, ask our forefathers. The branch of David's righteousness. Okay? We got Blue in Tennessee. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
If you'll notice, this case is a month old.
Yep.
This case was handpicked by the media to do nothing more than enrich Obama's campaign with sympathy.
You got it. That's exactly.
He did not just fall on this case. This was a handpicked case.
Mm-hmm.
Everything on the media has been orchestrated.
Yep.
And this is the way that the Obama administration rolls. And one of the reasons I can say that is that there's been an online campaign where they're contacting people's email accounts, mm-hmm. wanting you to sign a petition and donate money to the Trevone Fund.
Mm-hmm.
And I received my first email about this on Friday and the second one on Saturday.
So the Trevone Fund is then directly tied to what? I mean, and we're going to probably see that that's a big supporter of the Obama campaign, I'm sure.
And not only that, but the mother is trying to trademark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Several quotes.
Yeah. She's being used as what
she's... money
off of this case. She's being... That's exactly what it's about. And that's exactly right. Now, I also want to say this. Now, if I'm right, you called in about a month ago, and there was a situation that happened in Tennessee where a girl and a guy were both killed by four blacks, and they did a media blackout on that. Can you explain that really quick for us, please?
Yes, it was a horrific case. It was a Christopher Newsom case where they were a boyfriend, girlfriend. They were at their, the boyfriend was dropping off Shannon and they were getting ready to go inside. She was getting ready to go outside and they carjacked them in the parking lot. And it's a very nice apartment community that they carjacked them at. They took them to a house. They raped her for over 3 days repeatedly. They sodomized Chris. They ended up killing Chris and burning his body in a trash can. They raped her so terribly bad with the lead of a dining room table
Incredible.
That she bled out.
Incredible.
And they dumped her body in a trash bag. The people were arrested. There were four black people involved. And they tried to report it as a hate crime. But the DOJ would not look into it because one of them had a white girlfriend.
Yep. It's incredible.
And what makes
one of the rapists?
What makes this case absolutely horrific is the parents had to go through all four of those trials. Well, as it turns out, Gumbire, who was the judge on the case, turned out that he was on OxyContin the entire time for all the trials. They threw the trials out. And now the parents have to suffer through this again.
Mm-hmm.
They can't increase the charges against them because only one of them got the death penalty.
Yeah.
But they could decrease in the charges.
Gotcha. Well, thank you for your call. For the sake of time, I got to get to this Rodney King situation, but I do want to interject this thought. Folks, if the justice system does not deliver up justice, what you're going to see is you're going to see people take it into their own hands. And let me say it this way. Rightfully so. And if you got a problem with that, you might want to read the Declaration of Independence. You have a justice system that's throwing off justice, and then they have the audacity to call it justice. Woe unto those that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness. Why any one of those individuals, perpetrators, predators, criminals, are still breathing today, you got me, but I'll tell you what, I would have a serious problem just passing that one by. I just became aware of that case, and it's amazing, and hopefully what will happen out of this blue in Nashville is that this will start to pull this case out into the light so we can start to offset what's going on here. This is all, folks, I can say it until I'm blue in the face, this is all contrived, not the crimes, but the use of the crimes for a political agenda. Divide and conquer, divide and conquer. It's not the blacks against the whites. We're in this thing together according to who we are. According to who we are, not what we want it to be or how we want it to be changed. Even let's go over to this Obamacare situation. What are you seeing? You're seeing the media going over here and saying to the kid that's been so indoctrinated by his professor, that's been accredited by Karl Marx himself,
mm-hmm.
though
or
he's been dead for 100
Kagan,
some years.
Two,
or Alina Kagan or Ginsburg.
Yeah.
Folks, yeah, I'm talking about a justice of the Supreme Court that's not upholding the laws of our land. And then what do you have them? You have over here, the praying Christian patriot who is just hoping that something happens.
Yeah.
Folks, I'm going to come back, talk about Rodney King, and bring this to a closure. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, let me play this for you really quick. We were just talking about the abomination care that they're trying to throw on the back through oppressive measures onto the American people. I know it's not been going good for them in court, but we also know Kagan and Sotomayor and Ginsburg are all trying to prop up the Solicitor General who's fumbling over and trying to defend that which is indefensible. And I got to play this for you really quick because I got to get to Rodney King before the end of the show. But go ahead and play that, Carrie. Listen to this.
This is a protester outside of the Supreme Court in favor of Obamacare.
You don't need any. You can't discuss it. You turn around and walk away. And that's what happens. That's what happens.
What's the heated exchange about?
She asked me what my sign means. And
not a pre-existing condition.
Yes. And I explained that there are clear studies that explain that women are often charged up to 50% more for the same procedure, and this bill means that that is no longer acceptable. And I don't understand what the big deal is about that, because treating women and men fairly when it comes to health care seems like it shouldn't be quite such a problem. And she said that I'm wrong.
What study is it?
I've read various studies. I can't point to one right now.
Do you know who produced the study?
I mean, I read it on the Obama website.
If you read it on the Obama website,
if Obama said it,
a political agenda to that.
Perhaps there is, but I think that it's difficult for him to
tell a lie.
Be publishing facts that are wrong.
Who gave you the sign today?
off my farm.
Down there. This is not socialism. It's not being given money from nowhere. It's they're paying for these benefits, and they're being told that they can't have the benefits that they were paying for.
Okay. So I mean, there are obviously a lot of horrible stories on both sides of the issues. The real question, and the reason why we're in front of this building, is it constitutional? What do you think? Is it constitutional?
I think it is constitutional.
The entire health care law is constitutional.
I think so. I think the individual mandate does not violate anything that is directly stated in the Constitution.
Do you have any... A lot of people are citing the 10th Amendment in defense of that. Do you have anything to cite in favor of that?
I mean, I just don't understand.
Okay, stop. See, this girl is stepping into horse pucky all over the place. He's asking her who her resources are, and the only thing she could cite was Obama's website.
And she got this nice sign on the ground over there. That's why she's holding it up.
I mean, Obama tells the truth.
Of course.
Folks,
I mean, how could he put it on a site if it's a lie, Brad?
Jake,
come
on. You got to make it really quick. I got to get to the Rodney King story.
This is
going to blow people away.
What she's saying is it doesn't say in the Constitution we can't have health care, therefore we can. It must be constitutional. No, the Constitution tells government exactly what it can do. And the 10th Amendment says the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, namely health care, a national mandate. Nor prohibited to it by the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people.
Oh.
It's the people's liberty to choose their own health care, not the government's.
So are the people voting in favor of this then?
Oh.
That's not working out for their agenda, is it?
No, and talking to nitwits like this doesn't work out very well for their agenda.
Just listen to NBC or something. They'll tell you what Obama's saying.
Maybe they'll
too.
Give this lady a job. I mean, she did a good job of screwing everything up.
Well, I don't even think she did that. I mean, she didn't do anything right, so how did she screw it up?
Well, that's okay. Remember, he asked
the girl, where did you get your sign? She wouldn't tell him.
Down on the ground, she said. It's
wow.
There, right?
Folks, what the media portrayed, the Rodney King story back in the 90s, if you remember right, the black man that was beaten by the cops. A group of racist policemen beating on a black man, then neglected to tell you that 58 witnesses and 200 testimonies stated the following about Rodney King. King attracted police by driving recklessly to speeds over 115 miles per hour. Police chased him for over 8 miles. Boy, how many lives do you think he put in jeopardy?
Yeah.
Did you hear about that through the media, folks?
No, I
didn't think so. King was a convicted felon for armed robbery. Did the media tell you that, folks?
Poor black man, you know.
Did the media tell you about that, folks? I don't think so. He was a felon convicted for armed robbery, so they probably suspected that he had a gun. There were two other black passengers in King's car who cooperated with police officers, yet King didn't.
What happened to those passengers? They
were okay.
Yeah,
they didn't
they
get beat up by a cop. Okay, King was under the influence of drugs and alcohol.
Didn't hear that.
Uh-uh. King resisted arrest. Did you hear about that, folks, or you just were told that a bunch of policemen just started beating up on him for no reason, right? Just because he was a black man, right?
It was a black guy we just chased.
Folks,
for...
let me ask you, who's doing the discriminating, folks? The media is. Okay? He then began dancing around erratically, even shaking his backside at a female police officer, Rodney King did. Did you see that in that film back in the 90s, folks? Didn't think so. King ignored police commands to get down on the ground, so four officers tackled him. He rose up and threw off the officers. You seen him on the ground, but did you see him get tackled because he resisted arrest? Probably didn't see that, did you, folks? No, because you weren't supposed to see that, folks. Even after an attempt to put him in submission by a stun gun, King still rose up and charged an officer. I seen that, but the way they portrayed it, it was he was trying to defend himself.
Yeah.
No. The cops were subduing him. He would not subject his being to the authority of the police officers who had the power to arrest. Isn't that amazing? Folks, did you hear about that with Rodney King? Remember what I said at the beginning of the show? If you're not careful, the media, the newspapers, will have you hating those that are oppressed and loving those that are doing the oppression. And the oppressing. We could even go back to the Simpson trial. Do you remember after that whole trial, folks? Do you remember how CNN had a black response to the outcome of that case and a white response? Folks, why would you do something like that? Why would you attempt to divide and conquer? Remember the LA riots? Why was that, folks? Wasn't that because of Rodney King? Yeah, it was. What was the outcome of the way the media reported that case? L.A. riots. How many people are dead because of the way the media put a slant on it? I'm curious to know how many have been held accountable for what they perverted in every sense of the word, and all the while knowing it.
Mm-hmm.
Curious.
Because they've got their story written before they go to report.
I bet you didn't hear that, did you, folks?
No, I remember when I was a kid, I saw on MTV, I think I was like 15 or 14 or something.
Yeah.
I saw poor Rodney King telling everybody on MTV, you know, let's not get violent. We don't need that right now. Let's just work through it. Let's be peaceful. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking to myself, how many, I think over a decade later, when the news came to my ears of what really happened in this situation, yeah. I felt like I was used. And that's what's happening every single day, folks. If you don't know your facts, you're being used. Just like that nitwit who we just heard before, who's at a protesting Obamacare or in favor of Obamacare with reading a script.
Yeah, this is great. Joseph Pulitzer said this: a cynical, mercenary, demagogic press will produce in time a people as base as itself. Wow. Is that what's happening, or are people waking up?
Terrible place to be when your brains are in the media's head.
They act like what the media reports is law more than what the law states.
Even though they say they don't believe it.
No.
I don't believe that garbage.
What did it say again?
Yeah.
Can you give me that? Can you email me that?
Newspapers.
Yeah.
Hundreds of thousands.
Rubbish.
Go to South Dakota, North Dakota, Wisconsin, the five-state area.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Minneapolis Star and Tribune.
The Red Star.
The Communist News Networks.
Having a little financial problems, but they found another rich guy to come in and take over.
Yeah.
After they, you know, leave the debt on the
Not both sides of the story anymore. It's just what we want.
That's right.
And we'll,
we want.
And what we'll do is we'll just basically snuff out anybody that gets in our way. Yeah. Huh. What do you think of that?
I think that it makes total sense from a dictator's point of view. I think it makes total sense that Obama has a super PAC working the Trayvon Martin case.
Yeah.
I think it makes total sense that his whole DOJ avoids justice but uses justice as a cloak to promote their agenda.
Isn't it also interesting, just a side note to that? That Mitt Romney is not only getting finances from the same resources that Obama is.
Mitt Obama?
But Obama's already talking to foreigners about how he's going to be in for a second term.
Yeah.
I mean, folks, you got Mitt Romney out there who's the godfather of Obamacare. And you think in the fall time he's not going to just shake up that Etsy sketch and find out who he really is?
Start over?
When, folks, you already know who he is because you already have the facts? Guys, I got to ask you a question, folks. Let's be honest with ourselves. How is this guy winning the candidacy for the Republican Party? Besides the fact that he's buying himself there, how is it that the American people are so stupefied by the media that they actually believe it? Do you remember Massachusetts? The people in Massachusetts says when he was governor, that state was in constant chaos. Does that not reflect Mitt Romney? That guy does not know how to think for himself. And I say this to you, Mitt Romney. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in everybody else's head. Because they are. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We love you by what we do. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We will talk at you tomorrow. See ya.
Yes, we are the sons of liberty.